This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We'll start off by taking a look at some national ag news this morning. Bottles of Pepsi were recently found sporting the phrase, partially produced with genetic engineering. The Consumerist reports Pepsi, along with its sister company, Frito-Lay, plans to label products on a nationwide basis. The company says the partial terminology can be used on any product that uses less than 75% of ingredients from GMO sources. Pepsi has quietly begun the GMO labeling as the company is part of a lawsuit against the Vermont labeling law. Pepsi and Frito-Lay are members of trade groups which filed the lawsuit alleging the labeling requirement is unconstitutional. The lawsuit seeks an injunction against the rule. In April of 2015, the district court denied the trade group's request for an injunction, and the industry appealed the ruling. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals heard arguments on the matter in October last year, but has yet to issue a ruling. Both Bayer and BASF are exploring a combination with Monsanto, the world's largest seed producer. Thursday, Bloomberg News reports Bayer was exploring a bid for Monsanto, while Street Insider said BASF was also looking into acquiring Monsanto. High crop inventories and low prices have placed pressure on the industry to consolidate within the last year. As we already know, earlier this year, ChemChina agreed to acquire Swiss-based Syngenta for $43 billion, while Dow Chemical and DuPont combined into a $130 billion company last year. Monsanto also made a bid for Syngenta last year, and Monsanto officials have long argued, according to Reuters, that the company needs to buy or team up with a large crop chemicals maker as farmers increasingly look for one-stop shopping. The Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank announced farm debt in the Midwest is increasing on Thursday. In the first quarter of 2016, the bank says loan demand continued to rise, repayment rates continued to weaken, and almost all district bankers under the KC Federal Bank reported that farm income declined. The bank released its Ag Credit Survey, which says that although cash rents declined modestly, production costs have remained high, and many producers reduced both capital and household spending to cut costs. Farmland values also moderated slightly and were expected to remain under pressure in the coming year. Through the first quarter, survey respondents reported 3 full years of increasing loan demand and reduced profits. Bankers noted that poor cash flow prevented many borrowers from paying off loans from the previous year, causing them to carry outstanding debt into the first quarter. Furthermore, bankers noted that more than 18% of loans made in the first quarter this year involved restructuring existing debt to meet short-term liquidity needs. Switching now to some news from the St. Louis Dairy Council, recently consumers have had an increased desire to know how and where the food they eat is grown or produced. They may look to foods labeled local at the grocery store, but Joyce Vickery with the St. Louis Dairy Council says the term local may not mean exactly what consumers think.
One of the issues is that currently there really is no official guideline for classifying foods as local. So in many cases, it's, you know, something that another individual has determined. But we know that for most cases, local foods are produced, processed, and distributed to the consumer within a smaller defined area. In some stores or market, they may, you know, specify perhaps a local food as being 10, 50, or 100 miles away. And oftentimes also for states, they may say, well, local is any food that is produced within our border. So that really is one of the issues about local foods. There is some confusion there.
Although there's confusion about the definition of the term local, Illinois has several locations that local food is available. Joyce says these range from farmers markets to the grocery store.
Well, the great thing I think about all the interest in local foods is that many cities now have farmers markets. I know here in Springfield, I think the downtown market is starting up this week. So that's a great place to purchase local foods. Milk, of course, is available year-round in grocery stores, and remember, that is a local food as well. We do have in Illinois some local cheesemakers, so that's great. You can look for those available in many of the grocery stores. And, of course, many of the grocery stores do identify, especially in the produce section, items that are locally grown. So you can always look for that. And many restaurants as well are using this locally grown food as a way to encourage consumers to visit them, stating that they purchased their dairy or their meats from local producers in the area. So that's always great.
As Joyce mentioned, milk is the original local food. The trip from the farm to the grocery store only takes around 48 hours, and dairy processing plants are often located near the farm where the milk was produced.
Milk is a perishable food, so originally when milk was produced, it was taken to a facility that was close by. And today, in many cases, the dairy processing plants are located very close to where the farmers live. And dairy is really actually the original local food, if anything is local. And we know that milk is very important to the local economy. Every glass of milk contributes jobs, income, and as well as vitality to the community. In Illinois, we have about 700 licensed dairy farms. And the great thing about it is that it's a very quick trip from the farm to the plant and then to the grocery store. This usually takes about 48 hours or 2 days.
If you're curious about where your milk came from, each carton or jug of milk has a special code. Joyce says there's a website that allows you to track the milk back to the plant where it was processed.
Each carton of milk has a special code, and they're usually printed near the top of the container or on the lid, so you can look at that. And the first two digits that are on that carton will help you identify where the milk is coming from. And there is actually a website that's called whereismymilkfrom.com. And for Illinois, look for the number 17, because that means it was produced and bottled within the state of Illinois. And so that might be a fun activity you could do next time you're drinking your glass of milk. Check out the carton and see where it's actually coming from.
And once again, that was Joyce Vickery, the nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.